This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. So, I got a puppy, in a show business way. Now, my wonderful dog died a year ago, and I've spent the past year staring at other people's dogs in a way that, well, frankly, that I sometimes stare at other people's girlfriends. You know, why are you with him? What's that relationship all about? That kind of thing. And then there were my friends Harry and Judith, who had my dog's littermate, who also died last year. And we wanted to get two puppies, two littermates, to recreate the fun and chaos of watching two puppies grow up together and wrestle each other around the park. But, you know, I dragged my feet, I went to a great dog rescue organization, I wandered around the animal shelter, I surfed the net, but I didn't really make the decision until a few months ago when I was walking to lunch and I ran into a woman I know who trains and wrangles dogs for movies and TV. Now, a few years ago, we had a show on the air, and I know, but we did, with a lot of dogs, and she handled them all with incredible grace and agility. So we talk, I tell her my sad tale, and she tells me that she's working on a movie about a dog, a yellow lab, and that she's sourced a load of yellow lab puppies, some rescue, some friends and family. Because, you see, in a movie, you need a lot of dogs to play the part of one dog at various stages of his life. And puppies grow fast, so week to week, you need a constant supply of fresh puppies for continuity between shots. This is perfect, I think. Can we have two of them? Sure, she says, but I'll need them for a few weeks or so for the movie, but they'll come back to you trained and socialized and ready to settle down after a big celebrity turn in a major motion picture. Great, I think. Show business dogs. What could be better? So we take them. Now, they're going to be with my trainer friend for a few weeks, and we can pick them up in early May. You know, we even make plans to visit them on the set. I mean, I don't know why, but the idea of having actor dogs, movie dogs, star dogs is incredibly exciting. Like, oh, yeah, this is my dog. He just wrapped his first picture. You want a photo? Yeah, it's just that we're having brunch right now, so... And then I'm walking to lunch again, and I run into a neighbor of mine, who is a fellow dog lover and also an agent. Now, I tell him the story about the puppies. I tell him that they're going to be big stars. He asks the name of the project, and then he tells me that as of that morning, the project is dead. He represents the writer and the director, so he should know. And right then, my cell phone rings. It's the trainer. Come pick up your puppies. Now, this is how they put it in actors' contracts. Roll cut, actor not photographed. So we pick up our puppies, who are sweet and funny and a total handful, but they are not stars. They are in turnaround. But they don't seem to care, except mine yesterday dug a copy of Variety out of the trash and tore it to shreds. I mean, she could have picked a lot of things, a newspaper, a shopping bag, some junk mail, but she fished out the trades and gave them a thorough thrashing, the kind of frenzied violence I haven't seen anyone unleash on one of the trade papers since 2000, when Variety gave one of our shows a snarky review, and I did the same. I didn't use my teeth, though. Well, that's a lie, I did. But it was a really snarky review. So although my dog is not a star, she is a show business dog. And she came to me in a very show business way. And as long as she stays relatively unsuccessful in her movie career, we'll get along great, because this house is not big enough for equal billing. Well, that's it for this week. Next week, we'll sit in the room. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.